This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app heading into a phenomenal weekend. I'll be at Kimberly High School tonight. Kimberly against Appleton North. You going to be at that one, Mark Hewson?
No, I think I'm going to go north tonight.
Why? Okay, I don't quite get that. You live 4 minutes away.
I live like a
four-minute
walk.
Let me ask you, the last time you came to a game in Kimberly, you literally walked there. I remember that.
Yeah, I do. We can see the stadium. And
is your son going to be there?
Yeah, I don't know if he will. But okay. It's tonight. I think I'm going
north.
Son,
not your son. Your co-worker that we had last year from Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
Evan.
Yeah.
Even.
Jim Evan will be there. He's okay. He's a diehard. Bo Edmond is his son.
Right.
And he's going to West Pier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's two guys from Kimberly leaving the backyard coming up north.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just
Mark Hewson, Bellin Sports Medicine.
We jump across. I think tonight I'm going to Oconto.
Okay.
And Peshtigo.
Okay.
It's because I haven't been to a Peshtigo game, and that's one of the schools I covered.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Tell our listeners.
By the way,
again,
I thought of you the other day, Jim, when I went through Marinette, but I thought they'd be cold. I was going to grab you a, what's the name of the place in Marinette?
For the weed?
Mickey Lou's.
You have
charcoal burrow hamburger.
You got to go to.
Oh, we talked about
you
that.
You have to go to Mickey Lou's.
And I'm big on that. Wasn't it National Cheeseburger Day? We talked about that or something.
Yeah.
That Mickey Lou's. I thought you were talking about something else.
No, Mickey Lou's. I don't know how good they'd be cold and warmed up though.
That's what I was saying. Good. I don't think I'd want a Mickey Lou's down here.
No,
you got to drive up there, and they have some of the best pie.
The parking lot was full.
Yeah.
It must be a lot of like construction worker play because everybody had a big jacked up four-wheel drive type stuff in the parking lot.
I don't know. You can get me one. I heated them up. I would do it in a microwave. I'd put it, in a pan on the stove and like have it steamed up a little bit.
Okay. Steam it up.
With linens though, John.
And with the good proper linens. Mark Hewson, Bellin Sports Medicine. I'm not even, you know what? I'm gonna break the thing because everybody's expected. I like to do the unexpected. I'm not going to ask you about the pinched nerve in my neck that goes all the way across the top of my shoulders. Not even going to ask him. Not going to mention a word. Not going to say a thing. So anyway, hi, Mark.
Hey, I do want to come back, though.
Free advice. Yeah.
Jim, last week, I think you asked about warming up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and can you get injured if you don't, or cool down? You know, and this is a great example this week. It got cold on, Monday, Tuesday?
With that wind
and
it's freezing
you
cold.
You know, and so last night, I went out and walked late last night.
Beautiful.
The moon was beautiful, but I told my wife there was no wind. I don't think there was any wind, and
that makes
it was
all
so,
the difference.
It was so easy to walk last night, and that was at 8 o'clock. But on Monday and Tuesday, if you would have went out at 6 o'clock,
it
was cold. It was windy, and that's that whole point of it doesn't matter if it's your calf, it doesn't matter if it's your Achilles or your quad, your whole body. Plus, you start adding layers. And it's harder to do some of those things. So, you do have to warm up a little bit.
Are there, it seems like this technology keeps going on and on and on. I remember the first time they came out with shirts, a type of t-shirt where it wicks your sweat away. And what are some of the, that industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, finding things for people who are active outside to wear, where it doesn't constrict you, but it still keeps your body heat in. What's the latest?
Well, you're right. I mean, that industry of, we all just used to wear cotton shirts.
Yeah.
Now it's, it's wicking things away.
Yeah.
And how do we, even for, sweat and smell, and there's a lot of technology that's out there. It does. I mean, trust me, you wear a dry fit shirt compared to a cotton shirt, you can tell the weight.
No question.
There's clothes out there now that are, you can wear them to work and then you can go for a walk and come back. You don't have to change. And I think that makes it just super easy to go for a walk, sweat a little bit, not a lot of it.
We all at times are looking for an excuse of, I probably shouldn't.
Exactly,
I don't
have my clothes.
Yeah. But I guarantee you down here, in downtown Green Bay, over the lunch hour, you have people that leave some of these businesses and go for a walk.
Oh, go on the trail. Same thing. Yeah, everybody's in dress clothes from noon till 1:30.
Yeah, they'll throw on their, you know, they may be in dress shoes during the day, but then they throw on their tennis shoes.
You'll see lots of women out there in the fashionable skirt and blouse and what are in tennis shoes and walking 2 miles.
Yep. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, you can get them in. Again, it's during the light, you know, because when they go home at 5:36.
It's dark now.
Back in my old job, we...
Which one was that?
Dog parks.
When you work at KI? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Dog parks. And we were talking, it's kind of the same group of people that go there. And it said, isn't this great that these dogs are running around getting exercise? And I'm like, you know what? We should probably think of doing that too. You know, I mean, because you sit at the picnic table and, you know. So my idea, I didn't tell you this, Johnny, was to have those exercise bikes in the park, watch your dog and pedal.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You know, because dogs make you go walk, but if you take them to the park, it's a little bit cheating. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny because when I go to CVS from here, I walk past that park.
That's right.
And same thing the other day, like six people sitting on the picnic table talking, and here are these dogs just kind of sniffing around.
Or they're running. Some of those dogs really run, and they, but what's really weird is when they're sitting in the park and smoking. It's like, shouldn't we be doing what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, you can't bother me now. I'm walking the dog at the
exactly.
park.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go exercise the dog, and it's
got a couple of quick texts here. Yeah. The crew officiating Mark's game tonight is from Marinette. Mickey Lou's delivery coming up. Ooh. All right.
It's another one. Very good one.
Shout out to Bellin. I stopped in the Titletown walk-in clinic the other day. It was the most fabulous medical experience I've ever had. Todd from Green Bay.
Yep. We have a walk-in clinic that's open not just to athletes. I just heard this again. We've been open since 17. And someone says, we thought this building was for just athletes or just kids. It's open for everyone. We just had for 2 years, 3 years, we had our total joint surgeons working out there. Now they're in our new surgery center out on Wabi Lane. So, no, our Titletown Clinic, free walk-in clinic, the ability to come over. You know, you could sprain an ankle mowing the lawn. As an adult, you could be a young kid. You don't always have to rush into the emergency rooms. We're trying to save those emergency rooms for emergency patients.
You know, another thing I saw, I always love going on whatever, the internet for different lists of things or whatever. But one of them was one of the most common injuries, and this sounds crazy, okay? A very common injury is somebody slipping on the ice, but not going down, but by doing something really awkward to save themselves. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many injuries come from that.
John, there's people that'll say, you know, how'd you injure your neck or how'd you injure your back? I bent over to pick up an envelope.
Oh, I lifted my son out of a car seat and herniated two discs.
So it's... you could stop by and the athletic trainers could evaluate you. And the great thing is sometimes people say, geez, this is serious. So we do get some people in to see our doctor right away for an x-ray. Sometimes it's, hey, try these exercises and see how you progress.
We have to tell Ethan about you. They got that hybrid wrestling thing tonight, and that's right over by you. That's at Badger State. So yep. You're there for them too, yeah?
I just said... that would be a sport would be interesting for our medical staff.
I agree.
It would be.
Although I will say one thing about that sport. They are trained. It's almost like with boxing. Like when I just screwed around with that a little bit. And for 2 weeks, you basically don't throw a punch. You learn how to defend yourself and how to, you know what I mean? It's like that's the most important thing. But, and these wrestlers, the number one thing they teach them is to how to do these crazy things off the ropes and not get
fall,
hurt.
How to right? land. Yeah, how to land.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you that's what a lot of it is. It's not. You probably know how to do some of these things. You're athletic enough, but it's how to land, how to protect their body.
Exactly. So but you make it look bad. Like he was saying, Charlie Chaplin and I forget who the other guy was from the silent film era. And they said the same thing. And those guys, the pratfalls, the physicality of that and how they never got hurt. I mean, that's the real key.
Yeah. Because your body, can you imagine doing that for practicing for an hour?
Yeah.
And then waking up the next day?
I got to say one thing, though, you guys. Okay, so last week we had one of your surgeons on at our game.
Dr. Lichty.
Bayport, yeah. Why are they so young-looking? I mean, I can't imagine laying there and this kid, or sure, I'm serious, this doctor, full doctor, who walks in who, you know what I mean? They're so young-looking. Am I getting that old that these surgeons are looking young?
John, I'm getting old.
Okay. Is really, like, we could... kind of stomach the athletes being younger than we are, but these doctors
and general managers and team owners.
I went to take my daughter to something. The doctor was a surgery thing, and And I mean, this was Doogie Howser. This kid looked, I'm not kidding you, 16. And yeah. I'm not like exaggerating. He really looked young. And I said to him, how many of these have you done? And he didn't like that. He's like, look, I'm a graduate of Michigan. And you know, he really laid into me a little bit. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. Am I the first person to ask you how young you are? The guy's like, no, I guess that's the only question I ever get, you know. But he was very good. He was a great surgeon. But we just have to accept that they're smarter than we are. But that I can accept. But
Jim, you bring up a great point of you have to, as a patient, you want to know, hey, am I number three?
Yeah.
Or am I number 300?
Is this
300?
A rare thing?
Or,
right.
This, yeah.
You
right.
know, so I mean, it's, yeah. yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, what happens, you know, yeah. Is it rare or is,
yeah.
No. Or is what you're doing, do you do these every, even if you do them 5 times a week, how many have you done?
Yeah. No, I asked, it's like the piano player, right? The more you play, the better you are. And I like people who do hernia and, surgery, who do all that stuff.
And I think it's also a balance, just like myself. When I went to school, what they had for schooling 30 years ago and what the athletic trainers come out now. Athletic trainers now technically go through suturing, dry needling. There's just a lot of science that I never went through.
I could never stick a needle into myself or another human being. Yep. Thus, I will not have a career in sports medicine. Could you?
Well, I've always laughed because my mom said I hated the medicine field. I had a brother who we had to go see our neighbor who was an orthopedic surgeon. I hated going to those appointments. And I was one who went into healthcare.
Yeah.
And my brother, he's in finance. You know, I mean, so it's.
But you either have that or you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's like an artist, I think. You either are okay with sticking a needle in somebody and stitching them up or you're not.
However, if, you know, the occasion demands it, you will. You know what I'm saying? There's those needles. I don't know why people are so afraid. They are so sharp. I mean, you can't even feel a needle anymore. I mean,
I will agree with that. When I was a kid, you get those penicillin shots. It's like they tuck a turkey baster or something in your arm.
That's true. Now it's like unbelievable.
I was just going to say, some of the nurses that do flu shots and vaccinations, whatever, they're so good at doing these things now. Doesn't matter if it's for a kid or adult. You know, my son had a flu shot. He's almost 10, but it was probably back when he was 5, 6, you know, he's thinking this is going to be the worst thing.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden he's like, is it done? It's like, it was done. Oh, it was so done a minute ago.
Right.
My sister, we had this old doctor. I mentioned his name before. I won't mention him again because you said it didn't sound like a very flattering name for a doctor, but either way, he broke a needle. Gave my sister a shot one time. Broke the needle. Yeah. Had to pull the rest out with like a player's. True story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's mention his name. Let's get the lawsuit going. Wow.
Mark Hewson in the house. Bell and Sports Medicine. James Campen, former Green Bay Packers center, will be joining us. It's going to be fun. We got our music series, Glam Band. Dennis will be here. Brad Bordini, a great musician. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good looking Friday morning. Beautiful night for high school football tonight. I'll tell you what, this season, we talk about it every Friday, Mark, but this has been the greatest fall for high school football that I've ever experienced in my lifetime.
Yeah, John, I agree. I have you guys had a night of a rain?
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the and we talked about, I said this last week when we were stepping off, was get out. Take your family out tonight. I don't care where you are in Northeast Wisconsin. If you can hear this radio show,
yeah,
get out.
Just experience a high school game.
Take your kids out even to halftime.
Right.
And it's, you know, you don't have to bundle them up. You throw a sweatshirt on.
Yeah,
and,
perfect,
you know,
fall weather.
If your kids want gloves, but I mean, you could leave at halftime and not be cold.
Now, did you stay for the whole game last week at Bayport?
No, we didn't.
What did you miss?
We
the
were
finish?
Jumping around. We did see. We watched you guys on TV. I saw the finish. I still remember you guys going, are they going to bring out the field goal? And
yeah. Well, I just a 49. I would have thought if the kicker was pretty. I had no idea how good this kicker was. Okay. But I know the type of arm that quarterback
has.
And he has those tall receivers. So I could have seen almost like what Aaron Rodgers did again Monday night against, you know, with the Jets, a Hail Mary that one of his guys would go up higher than everybody else and catch. And I asked Coach Greison after the game, I said, when you guys were on the 33 or whatever it was, I said, did you think you could he could get it in the air? Because that'd probably be, or the 43, a 50-yard pass. And he goes, yeah, it would have been tough. I said, I didn't know you were playing for a field goal.
I even thought, you said it on the radio.
I mean, who in high school plays for a 49-yard field goal? The Packers last week couldn't do that.
But when you said that, I'm thinking, even if he throws it and gets it to the 10 with some of those receivers and they run it,
right,
and just try it.
Right.
I thought that, you know, hey, Chris's son is having a great season. Let's give him his arm.
Yeah. But this kicker came in. I'll tell you what. He had so much confidence. 49 yards.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure I heard from one of our staff. He's also a soccer player.
Great soccer player. And he's got the leg. But you just don't expect to see a team attempt a 49. And you know what's funny, though? The first game we did, Oshkosh West against Preble, the Oshkosh West kid kicked a 49-yarder. And that's now to see two in high school in 1 year, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's high school kickers, and you don't see a lot of great kickers. And sometimes you don't even see great extra points.
No, right.
So it's.
Did you see that one in the Jets game the other night? The guy from Buffalo? That was
unbelievable.
That might rank as the worst miss in for an extra point in National Football League history. That
he missed two, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but that first one he missed was like.
Even Troy Aikman goes, what was that?
Exactly. Yeah, that, you know, and look, these guys are getting paid. They're pros. That was not good.
Not good. But wait, Texter, of course, Green Bay East, Green Bay West tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be, 120 years now?
I was just going to say that's got to be coming up at least on.
Yeah.
120,
yeah.
100,
yeah, cause 100, I went to the,
115, 120.
115, because I went to the 100-year game. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yep. I would say.
And it's, the schools have changed. You know, there wasn't an actual.
They've won a couple of games now, though.
I think West has got two wins.
Yeah.
And East has got
one or two.
One, maybe.
I mean, I hate to say that's, but I mean.
What? It's a start, though. You know, we too many times we give everyone the accolades to these teams that are going 8-0, 9-0, which is great. We also need to, tell people, hey, some of these teams that are doing, only getting the 1, 2, 3
they're working
wins,
just as hard.
Exactly. And if they can kind of continue and build on that, that's what we need to do.
Absolutely. I've talked about this before, though, too. Like, you know, you got that star player out there, and people think, I want to hire that guy to be my sales guy. I want that guy on the end of the bench that hardly ever plays, but he practices his butt off every week, gets smacked around in the hamburger squad, whatever, but he doesn't miss a practice. He doesn't miss a weightlifting section. I want to hire that kid.
Yeah, and that's why it's great. We've got these, teams that are just finishing up. Everyone's done after tonight with the regular season.
Right.
Playoffs start next week. So
for a lot of this last time they put on a football
seniors.
Jersey.
Yeah, a lot of seniors are this will be the last night, last day that they can go through this. The boys of fall.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And it's tough when you play that last game, it's like, wow, I lived my life through my 18 years or 17 years for this, to play for my hometown team, and then boom, it's over.
And to take it in, to spend that extra time on the field tonight, no matter win or loss, what I mean, you don't know with an injury if this is going to be your last time you're going to play on those games. So it's one of those things. Take advantage of it.
No question.
What a great night. It doesn't matter where you're at tonight. It's just going to be a beautiful night to watch football games.
Oh, and I love where you guys are going to be. Peshtigo Marinette, that area up there.
Yeah, tonight it's Peshtigo O'Connell. Both teams have struggled this year, but it's
it'll be an evenly matched football game then.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do see some great.
It's all
games
you want.
Those.
I think that's important, that evenly matched. I don't think it's good when you're 14 or 15 to get blown out 69-3.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's tough, and I don't know.
Of course, I had the record for being pinned the fastest, so I guess I'm almost over. It's 55 years, 18 seconds, I think.
18
could have been
seconds?
11. Could have been 11.
I think it'd take me 9.
to pin him.
I think it was 18. I think it was 18.
I did say I thought maybe the two of you guys could go on that wrestling and do like a celebrity.
So. Actually, yes. I would really like.
Yes.
I can't.
Yes.
Not tonight.
Like, I would pull something.
Not tonight because
no, we want to do
John
it.
Would just lay down tonight.
He wouldn't. Yeah, like my dog just roll on his back. The 20th.
I'd like to be a ref at one of those.
That would be the 20th. Is now tonight. They're wrestling, right? And this is at Badger State Brewing, which is a cool place.
Great place.
But the 20th is their final of the year.
That's right.
They award the big belt and everything. And,
yep.
I'm going to that for sure. I already wrote that
down. To win the belt?
Yeah.
No, but I would. It would be fun to, I don't know. Would I wrestle? Probably not. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Well, I will say this, though. It's the same thing. The number one thing you got to worry about is hurting yourself. Not the other guy. You just got to worry about hurting yourself.
You're right. I'm not going to.
Landing wrong, doing something like that. That's because it doesn't take much.
I'm just thinking maybe, you know, you want to do chair yoga. Maybe you guys do chair wrestling.
Ways to go. Got a ways to go.
You could kind of weave, John. John, weave.
Yeah. Well, do chair yoga like this. And you go over here. And then with the other, you go here. And then sooner or later, it weaves back together. There you go.
Hey, Mark, I know you do a lot with...
Jim says my stories weave.
With There's another guy who weaves, too, and he admitted it. Oh, my God. I can't believe he had finally admitted that, he weaves, because he is all over the board. Anyway, Bellin.
Yep.
Healthcare's changing a little bit, like a lot of it in Green Bay, and I just... how are things going? I mean, you got the sisters... You know, you've got you guys and you've got Aurora. I mean, those are our three systems. You think we need another one? Do you think?
No. I mean, I'm going to say no. It just, we don't need to be, you know, just tying it up. It's one of those things. We've got enough here. So.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, because we want to be we want to be more than just Green Bay, right? We want to have people come in from Marinette, Shawano, Okano, and we want to be a hub of medical. And I'm just, if that's what we're going to be, do we have the bones to do that? And you're saying yes. That's awesome.
All right. We're back with more with Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine, right after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, this show does unfold. I'll tell you that. Right, Todd?
It does. Hey, can I say something really quick before you do the Pell commercial? Jim's mom was in yesterday. And she did not know that she could watch you guys on Facebook.
Oh,
so Jim helped get her set up on Facebook so she can tune in and actually watch you guys.
Actually, I want to give the credit to Jesse, who she liked. Oh, he's a nice boy. I said, yeah, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, but hold on. Don't put too much stock into that, okay? Her credibility is not great along those lines. You know what?
Well,
she once said, I like Johnny. He seems like a nice boy.
Well, we first started.
Man, that was a year ago. The mark on that.
That's
one.
What I know. Mean, that's so why I said. Nice I said that, but
she was spot on with Jesse. He does a great job here.
So, is she listening or watching right now? Do we need to wave at your mom?
I would think she's watching now. Yes, but my mother's awesome. But she says the rosary every day. And it's 22 minutes, so she's got to work that into our. Yeah, I know who doesn't.
I mean, one time, just one.
John's crazy. John, let me ask you a few questions about the rosary.
I know.
John,
the rosary.
Can you do 5 seconds?
No, let's not do it.
I can do the rosary.
Holy. Okay,
we'll wait till the next break.
Like,
what about?
It's like
going
name
on with
that tune. I can do the rosary in five minutes.
In five beads.
I forget. I can do it in four
beads.
Some of the prayers. Once you get down towards the end, I think I skipped that part.
And yada, yada, yada. I mentioned this.
Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Plus, Pella offers custom doors, innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends October 31st. Get started at PellaWI.com.
Love them. That shades between the two panes of glass. Do you have that? John?
No, I do not.
That is a cool thing.
Do you guys?
I need it.
It's
I have
it's
the
great.
Old school where I have the insert and take it off.
Oh, my God,
clean.
No.
What a joke.
Nope.
What a joke.
And so the thing is, when you buy your windows, I think you really have to, it looks great. I like the color. Tell me about how to... how much maintenance is in this? You know, exactly. Like you got, because the guys who come over and wash your windows, they're going to want to know how easy it is to do it. Right?
Absolutely. So, no question.
The guys who come over to wash the windows, who's washing your windows?
There's a company, $10 a window, as long as you use them twice a year.
All right.
That's a good deal.
Window Genie? I just did all of my windows.
Yourself?
Yes.
You could pull a muscle inside. Doing that, Mark.
Nope. That's something we do spring and fall, and we all said, ooh, that one big window that the sun keeps on hitting is dirty. So we usually do them right before my son's birthday, and it's just been a crazy year. So I washed all the inside windows last Thursday night, I believe.
Wow. Look at you.
I just want to bring up Pella.
He gets the bell on that.
He does. That is great you did that. And I'm going to, yeah. Pella, I just want to say about their glass. I got to talk to Mike about that or John. I think their glass is better. Do birds hit your window?
Because they can.
Well, they think it's clear. They just correct. Think it's clear. Oh. And we never, I never got a chip tinned. Out of the window. Whereas,
okay, you know what I've always wondered about
times
that, though?
To do that. Oh, they do hit the
window. I had one hit me in Ledger. It was a like a sapsucker bird or something. It's like this big with a yellow all over him. It's a really pretty bird. I mean, if it was, I mean, he had a broken wing. No, it's huge. It's like a woodpecker size or bigger. I thought to myself, my God, I wish this had happened like 40 years ago. I would have mounted this thing and have him up on the shelf. That would look so cool. With the colors that he has.
Hopefully it wasn't Big Bird.
No, it was something to suck. But what I'm saying is here's the thing I can't figure out about that when a bird hits it's a window of a house. Okay? Why did he want to go into that house?
He didn't. He thought it was just clear sailing.
Okay, but what's behind that window? Can he perceive that it's
a window?
I think he sees it's like a mirror on the outside maybe a little bit as they're coming in, right? So he sees sky and all that stuff.
And it probably depends on the time of the year, I bet you, with reflections.
Like, right.
They hit those things pretty hard.
Maybe. Oh, they do. Nikki's here. Hi, Nikki.
Morning.
Hey, Nikki has been my nurse over the last 2 days. She's been my unofficial physical therapist.
I don't get paid enough for this.
No, not at all.
Sure don't.
No. So she's doing that at kindness of her heart.
So what kind of a patch did you put on me today, Nikki?
Lidocaine. Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
Yeah.
I put some of the balm on. That didn't work last night, though.
Tiger balm.
But it smelled great. I love the smell of that. But Mark, I bet every one of us has had that kid in class.
That's the musk.
In husk.
Of John Mino.
The Mino musk. Our new fragrance, Mino musk. Guys love it, and so do the ladies.
And now, Super Mino Sheen.
I love it.
When you also want to glow for the ladies.
Absolutely.
When you want to look like a glazed ham.
Absolutely.
Is it glow or are you sweating that out is what that is?
A little both.
Meat sweats?
Because John just talked about, yes, years ago, you had heat.
Yes.
You could get different balms depending
on
the...
Todd said you can still find that.
Yes.
Oh, you probably can. And I guarantee you, if you go to some training rooms... out there, there's probably the hot stuff, which
they used to have these big, almost like tubs. And a big
Take a tongue depressor,
and they'd scoop out that stuff and rub it all over you.
Yeah,
sounds like packs.
But you would have to wear that to school at times.
Oh,
and you're sitting in class, and everybody's kind of looking, what? And you know, it's that one kid that plays sports, and he's got heat on.
Yeah, isn't heat also what you put into your gas tank?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different type of heat. You know what was the meanest thing? Jim, I could see somebody doing this to you.
Uh-oh.
Todd, you're
I know where you're going, John.
Yeah. Mark is already nodding.
Everybody says that. That's, no.
Oh, people did do that.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
On the
what
PPE,
happened in my high school?
Yeah, they would put it in a jock strap or they'll put it on like a slider, whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd put it on and you would start working out and all of a sudden, man,
start
I'm starting
sweating,
to sweat.
It's just like
and then
crazy
you're kicking
hot.
In and it gets hot.
Yeah.
And you see people and it's like you're almost you're on fire.
Oh yikes. Yeah. Oh, people used to do that.
No way, Jose.
Oh yeah.
Youpers. Yeah. You're ruthless up there.
Oh, no, it's Wisconsin, too. But anyway, what did you bring in for me here, Nikki, the training device?
What is this called? What is this unofficially?
Did you bring that or did you bring it in?
Probably something. No, Nikki did.
Here we go. What is this?
Trigger management.
Ocumobility.
And that's for like a massage
type
thing?
So it's like a stability ball.
Right. Is that what it's for? Like,
well,
ooh, I like
you
that.
You could do it that way. Or some people... will have a hard time getting their arms up like that, so they'll put it on the ground. It's flat.
Oh, and lay on it.
And then lay back on it.
Well, Nikki actually suggested I lay on a golf ball.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or a tennis ball yesterday.
Golf balls, I'll tell you, golf balls are tough. It's because they're so hard. You could not really hurt yourself, but it's so sensitive.
Right.
Tennis balls are probably better.
Okay. You get a little more forgiving.
Yeah. We use a golf ball for my son, who 14. So a lot of those ligaments in the foot.
Yeah, plantar fasciitis. Or
I had that. Yes, and that's what the doctor told me. Roll my foot on that.
Yeah, that I would recommend that for your
feet. It stretches the tendons or something?
Yeah, you're just trying to stretch out. Mm-hmm. Your bottom of your foot is, you think there's not much down there. It is layers upon layers. So what you're trying to do is just stretch out that area.
Right.
So
that does work.
If you have plantar fasciitis and people said, like some people say, oh, the golf ball's in the freezer. Why do we have a golf ball in the freezer? Well, it's cold and it's hard. And then you roll your foot over the top of it.
So for the feet, it is okay.
Yeah. Because I think it's really what you need. But something like this, it's hard with a golf ball. You'd have the golf ball shooting all over your apartment.
You know, another thing, I want to bring this up from the old Timber Rattlers, where they just had like a universal station basically in the thing way back. What they have now is such state of the art, and baseball has like gotten into your world, Mark. Baseball used to be like hardly anything as far as, you know.
Right, ice. That's it.
Ice, that was it.
And guys now they get overweight. Away. They're going away from ice after throwing, after a lot of recovery.
You go through training. That I would probably say that's the biggest thing that most public doesn't realize.
Right?
When I went through school, it was ice.
Yeah.
Ice. Miracle. You iced all your pictures everything. Afterwards. Nicky knows the gentleman that I went through training, and he flipped it, and I've always... So now it's you ice, but you don't ice until... We've talked about lactic acid.
Right.
So it's a matter of, like, guys get you get fined if a pitcher doesn't get on the bike and ride for 20 to 30 minutes. And
after he pitched.
After he pitched, because you're trying to flush the system, then has to do their shoulder exercises. We call them soup exercises because that's the gentleman. Jim Campbell was a guy. Oh. Soup Campbell.
Yeah.
So he taught, to me it was a class, to every rookie pitcher that came in. The most educational, because what it was what muscles do you need now that you're at the major leagues? You got by in high school, you blew through in college, you're at the major leagues. So how do you have to take care of your body if you're on a 5-man rotation or 6-man rotation? And if you don't do these things, you got, I think it was like a $50 or $100 fine every day.
And this is the minor leagues?
This is minor leagues.
Wow. So that's so a $50 or $100 is a lot of money in the minor leagues.
Yeah. That's a lot of PB&J.
That's why they figured it out real quick of, I have to do these exercises. That's kind of like going back of, you have to be disciplined with, as Jim talked about. You have to stretch in the morning. It gets cold in Wisconsin. It's not the 85 degrees when you walk. So, yeah, and as well as then you get done, just a cool down. It could be a walk down the block. That's your cool down. But you have to do those things because you're going to say, I woke up the next day and I'm stiff or I can't do something. So,
and then you won't do it again.
Correct. Right.
So that take that 5-10 minutes, that cool down, and I told you I got a trainer, but yeah, that's important to me. I do not want to be sore. I don't like going anyway. I don't like going to work out. Give it a couple weeks. I'm like, I'm not there yet. Go give it a couple months. I'm not there yet. Like, I don't like doing that, but I have to do that.
And that's why your trainer is so valuable to help you into and out of a workout.
But if I was sore, that would be tough for me to go back. So you know what I'm saying? So I think
excuses start.
Right. But anyway, I you got to exercise, especially at our age. You got to work out. Got to do something. But I just wish I liked it more. But anyway, that's not what we're here.
That's uncommon though. I remember I think it was Venus Williams or Maria Sharapova, the Russian tennis players. But somebody asked, you know, this has got to be the greatest job in the world, playing tennis for great money, traveling the world. Are there any negatives? And both of them said, workout day.
Yeah.
It's right. Like, what? I got a trainer that just kicks my butt. I dread workout day.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not just, you know, it's kind of universal in some ways.
That's why I love Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Days off.
And weekends. I just, but it's important.
But also, hats off to you because you go.
I passed my 100.
Like it or not, you go.
Yes. That's huge.
Yeah. That is a huge commitment.
We have to do
that. You know, I've always said, even if you start walking, I guarantee you, if you have not walked for 10 years, let's say, and you have to now walk a half a mile or a mile, you're going to say, oh, man.
Yeah.
You got to push through that. You know, you don't have to go the next day and do it right away. But say, I'm going to do it 3 times a week. And you're going to realize within 2-3 weeks, you're like, geez, that 1 mile, that was nothing now. You know, but many times people like walking, they say, well, let's go on a 4-mile walk. That's way too much to start.
Well, even mentally, like when I go for a walk, I just do it by time, certain number of minutes, and that's easier. But, but sometimes that's discouraging if you put out too, you know, that carrots dangle too high. It's easy if you just say, ah, my shins are really hurting.
John, the other thing that we've talked about is what I just don't do it. How many steps do you get in? John does. I don't worry about that because I think that there's a
I don't either anymore. I just go by, I just set my little stopwatch I'll walk X number of minutes one way and I stop and I turn around.
Because, John, I think you would agree that there's probably some steps on there that never got counted.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, geez, was I 2,000 short? And now I need to go further.
If you want entertainment, though, you ask Johnny to pull up his pedometer because I think one day you had under 500 steps. So
why are you bringing that up?
I think that was.
Why couldn't you talk about days I had like 15,000?
That was a Sunday.
Because my activity level looks like that as well, like a really bad Richter scale. You've got nothing. You've got a very large spike.
But we do come on the show and we do talk about exercise a lot and how important the steps. But at the end of the day, it's kind of what you take in. You know, like 70% of your health is
diet. It's huge.
And
well, I said, remember I saw that thing? If you want to work on your upper body or whatever, hit the weight room hard. If you want to work on your abs, stay out of the kitchen. I mean, that's just, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like, on National Mashed Potato Day.
I'll be the first person to admit, last night, yes, I walked. I also sat there and watching the baseball games, and I had a bowl of ice cream of moose tracks. Yeah, it was, I told my wife, don't be bringing that home. That was my final, I guess he loved it. But man, that's dangerous stuff.
I will say that about the discipline of working out. I have to, because I'm paying a trainer. But the discipline of not eating, that's hard.
Yep.
Because it's so plentiful here in this, I'm saying this country, but just anywhere, everywhere. I mean, I like shopping, I like cooking, and I got to find something else to do. And it's, I don't know, I'm working on it. John, you have a good cook, right? You like my food.
Yeah, no question.
I'm sure it's delicious, Jim.
We got to set a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, Nikki Z in the house. James Campen, former Green Bay Packers center, who is a phenomenal guy, will be joining us. Glam Band Dennis will be joining us. Brad Bordini with live music and the Heights Pub and Parlor series. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Once again, on Saturday mornings, they've got that walking clinic that is just sensational to be able to walk in there and have one of their sports physicians, not really a physician, sports.
Attending, was it?
Mark, what's the official title of
therapist?
Therapist. Athletic. Sports therapist.
What is it? Athletic trainer?
Trainer, yeah. Have one of them look at you for whatever.
It's pretty simple. It's Friday, you can tell.
Yeah, it is. I always want to call all those people doctors.
Yeah.
They don't mind that. The other thing that I guess to mention that.
I got a buddy, I used to be my roommate, and he worked as like, I forget whatever it was in the hospital, but he had to wear scrubs like everybody does. And he walks in to like literally pick up the towels, and some lady goes, "Oh, hello, doctor. I'm so glad you're here. Let me show you." And she's like, "No, I'm just here to pick up the towels."
It sounds like something from Scrubs, that old TV show.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that walk-in clinic, I mean, they have the people there, but boy, do they have the equipment there.
Oh, state of the art.
They spent a lot of money on that equipment.
Like pretty much the same thing that the Green Bay Packers use.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly the same.
Anyway, that's the place to go.
You don't have to be
an athlete to go there.
No. In a few minutes, we've got James Campen coming up. He was a great center for the Green Bay Packers. And you know what's interesting? I remember one of the, I don't know if it was Don Davey or Matt Brock in our Packer throwback Fridays, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over. When I said, if you lined up all the Packer players you've ever played with and you've got a chance and in their prime, you got a chance to start a new team, who would be your first pick? And I don't remember which one it was. And they said James Campen because he was such a great leader and he's just, you know, knuckles to the ground type
of guy. Was that Makowski?
Was it Makowski?
I don't know. I thought
somebody it was before that. Maybe it was Makowski.
And I think what's
you might
cool
be right,
about
Todd.
That story is it wasn't really the athletic ability. It was more the leadership.
Yeah.
And that's what you look for. And anybody in any job, you know, the I can teach you the skills. I can teach you how to do the job. I just need somebody in here who's got some vision. And
I mean, he had, you know, coming out of college, kid from a school that didn't get much notoriety, Tulane. You know, they didn't win a lot. They never win a lot. Although they did win a big game this year, I believe. But anyway, so, I mean, he just worked, I think, free agent and just worked his way and worked his way and worked his way through.
I love those stories.
I mean, that's the kind of guy he is, and that's, I think, why Makowski, said James Camp would be the first player he took.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's coming on here in just a little bit, and it was funny yesterday when we were talking to him. Hey, Todd. And he was sitting in the airport, yeah. And you could hear the flight attendant put down the electrical items. Like, sir. Yeah, John, she's telling me to hang up here. I go, so what time again?
And then Mino goes, hey, remember that time?
Right? Yeah.
And you hear sir, sir, please put that away. And we're still talking. So it'll be great to have James on. He's coming on in just a few minutes. Once again, one of the very big stories for around here, Tony Bennett, legendary GB player, of course, and a national championship winning coach, resigned as head coach at the University of Virginia. And like I said, I had somebody real close to him very recently say, you know, that NIL thing isn't his bag. He's not going to want to play that game. And like you said, Mark Murphy, Packer president Mark Murphy, at the steak fry, and he said,
Last thing I'd want to do.
He loved being an athletic director in college. And he said it's the last thing he'd want to do now. That's how much things have changed in a matter of a couple of years.
The pendulum swings. It's got to come back a little bit more. They got a little bit more.
I don't know. The reason I'd hate to be a coach, you get some kid, and let's say he had a bad game, and you bench him and you yell at him and things like that. And you know what he does? Puts his name out in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I'll give Tony a lot of credit for he's true to himself.
Right.
I can't coach like this.
Yes.
You know, and I think I've been in places where it's like, this isn't me. I mean, somebody else can probably do this better, but this is not me, you know, and that's fine.
The game changed so dramatically.
Around
him. Amazing.
Right.
Yeah, around him. It's not like.
But he's financially good, right? Did he get a big
He's fine.
that was news. I'm not talking out of school.
When he got the last bonus or whatever, he gave it to his assistant coaches.
Right, because.
Yeah.
And he grew up in a world where his dad didn't make a lot of money.
His dad told me when he started at GB, $43,000 a year.
Right.
Yeah. I have all the respect in the world for Tony Bennett. Just amazing guy. Just all around good guy, and I'm afraid that the business right now of college basketball ran him out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it's a shame. You know why? College basketball needs a lot more Tony Bennett's and a lot fewer of these other people, so to speak. I won't even name names, but you know these guys are just. I mean, Rick Pitino, John Calipari. I mean.
Just,
I don't know
as long as you're not going to name them, John.
I don't know why they all have vowels at the end of their names.
I was going to say, sounds like mobsters.
Mine all. Yeah, I know. Hey, yeah. Something else.
I want to tell you something that's funny. Yeah. A guy sent me a thing. He found a roster from the 1938, I think, St. Paul's basketball team. Nagani St. Paul's basketball team. Because my uncle was on it.
You didn't have that.
But I got it now. But here's the fun part. I was reading through the thing, and one of them became the most powerful politician in the state of Michigan. And the other one became a Monsignor.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's so you can keep the balance in heaven and hell.
Puga Jacobetti became a Speaker of the House or whatever in the state of Michigan.
Who?
Puga Jacobetti. Real name is Dominic Jacobetti. But he became like just a powerful person in politics in the state of Michigan in Lansing.
Oh, the State House.
State House.
Okay, all right. All right,
yeah.
All right. Okay. I never heard of him. All right, then that's okay.
But anyway, actually, he never heard of you either. But anyway, so then the other was Monsignor Stolgatti, who gave the worst sermons. He'd given a sermon for like literally an hour sermons. So those were two of the starting five in the basketball team. Isn't that kind of cool? They did really well.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
I think good athletes turn into very good people in the community.
Yeah. So. But I think that was a cool thing. Monsignor.
Something else I thought was cool was last night, the game. I don't know if you watched the game. Saints.
I did not. How did you get? I don't have whatever channel they're on.
But they played the Broncos and the Saints. The Broncos coach used to be with the Saints.
Sean Payton.
He has beaten every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Like Aaron Rodgers has beaten every team in the NFL, right? Think about beating 32 teams.
We had Yurko on the show a couple of weeks ago. Sean Payton was his quarterback in college.
Wow.
He said he threw the best post-games parties he's ever been to. We're going to set a quick break. We'll get back. Night. Former Green Bay Packers center James Campen, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over, back after this.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.